Ever feel like you're just wading through information trying to learn something new, but it's just not sticking?
Yeah, that fire hose feeling.
Exactly. What if there was a way to really cut through that and, experience the understanding instead?
Experience it. That's an interesting way to put it.
That's kind of what we're aiming for today. We've got some really fascinating insights here, all circling around a pretty fresh approach to training and maybe even stuff beyond
We're
training.
talking about the flipped interaction pattern,
Yeah.
right? Based on Rob Van Linde's work.
That's the one. We're diving deep into these excerpts from his blog where he details this method that actually came out of a dialogue with an AI coach.
Which is pretty wild when you think about it. An
Yeah.
AI guiding the learning process, acting as the facilitator. It's a real shift.
Totally. So our mission for this deep dive is simple. Really get under the skin of this flipped interaction pattern. What is it actually? Why should we care? How does it work in practice?
And crucially, where else might it pop up? Some unexpected places, perhaps.
Exactly. So lean in because this could genuinely change how you think about getting up to speed on things. Okay, let's kick things off. What is this flipped interaction pattern fundamentally?
Okay, so at its heart, it's basically turning the usual training setup on its head, completely reversing it.
How so?
Well, think about traditional training. You usually have a person, right, a human facilitator, leading everyone through pretty static scenarios, often the same ones for the whole group.
Right, pre-cooked case studies or
Yeah, no,
something.
exactly. The flipped interaction pattern flips that. The AI becomes the facilitator.
The AI leads.
Yeah. The AI is the one creating the scenarios, often dynamically, on the fly. And it's asking the probing questions, pushing the learners to think.
So it's not just an AI delivering content like a talking textbook.
Not at all. It's actively guiding the discovery. The learner, or you, the participant, you're thrown into the mix. You have to respond, solve problems in real time.
So you become the active problem solver, not just a passive listener.
Precisely. It's much more active, more, well, engaging, frankly. You're in it.
Okay, that makes sense. So what are the key ingredients? What makes it stand out?
Good question. First big one is AI-driven facilitation. The AI doesn't just present a fixed scenario, it crafts them. Like maybe a cybersecurity incident pops up.
Okay.
And then this is key, it adapts that scenario based on what you do, how you respond. It's not just following a script.
Ah, so it reacts to the learner. That sounds way more realistic and less
Yeah.
boring than a static case study.
It really is. And that leads straight to the second feature, probing questions. The AI isn't just feeding you info or telling you, do this, then do that.
Right.
It asks open-ended questions. Things like, okay, given these risks, how would you prioritize them? Or what's your reasoning behind that decision?
So it's forcing you to analyze, not just recall.
Exactly. The goal isn't necessarily one right answer. It's about getting you to think critically to justify your approach.
Yeah.
You're building those analytical muscles.
Okay, AI facilitator, probing questions. What else?
The third big piece is real-time adaptation. Because the AI is tracking your responses, the scenario itself can shift, it can escalate, or maybe change direction entirely.
Like in the real world, where things rarely go exactly to plan.
Precisely. It mirrors that unpredictability. So if you're nailing it, the AI might throw in a complication, keep you on your toes. If you're struggling a bit, maybe it simplifies slightly. It adjusts to you.
Constant adjustment.
All right.
Okay, I think I've got the what. The AI sets the scene, asks tough questions, and changes things up based on your answers. So let's pivot to the why. Why use this? What's the payoff?
The main goal, really, the core driver, is about empowering the participant through active learning. That's what Rob Van Linde's blog really hammers home.
Empowerment through activity.
Yeah. When you're wrestling with a problem yourself, making decisions, you're just naturally more invested, which leads to the first big benefit, enhanced engagement.
Makes sense. If you're actually doing something, you pay more attention.
You really do.
Yeah.
You own your learning journey more. And it's not just about attention span. The second benefit is huge. Developing critical thinking.
Because of those probing questions.
Exactly. The AI is constantly asking why, what if, explain your reasoning. You can't just guess. You have to think things through, analyze options, defend your choices. It's like a workout for your brain's decision-making circuits.
So it's actively building those analytical skills, not just testing them.
Right. And third, there's real-world relevance. The scenarios are often designed to mimic actual challenges. The blog mentions a data breach simulation, for instance.
Okay. Like a flight simulator, but for business crises or technical problems.
Kind of, yeah. You build muscle memory for handling these things. You practice in a safe space, make mistakes, learn from them without real-world consequences.
That's incredibly valuable. Reading about crisis management is one thing. Actually feeling the pressure in a simulation is totally different.
Totally. And the final key benefit is customized learning. Because the AI is adapting in real time, it naturally tailors the experience.
To the individual learner.
Yep. It gauges your level. If you're an expert, it gives you complex challenges. If you're a novice, it might start simpler. It avoids that frustrating one-size-fits-all issue you get with a lot of training.
So no more being bored because it's too easy or lost because it's way over your head?
That's the idea. More personalized, more efficient, and ultimately more effective learning.
Okay, this sounds genuinely powerful. So if someone listening is thinking, all right, I'm intrigued. How would I actually do this? How do you implement it? What are the steps?
The blog outlines a pretty clear 5-step process.
Hi.
Step one, no surprise, is defined objectives. You got to know what you're aiming for.
Can't hit a target you haven't defined.
Exactly. You need clear, measurable goals, like the example used. Improve incident response times by 15%. Without that clarity, your scenarios won't be effective.
Makes sense. Know your destination. What's step two?
Step two is design dynamic scenarios. This is where the AI really shines. It generates realistic situations that aren't linear. They branch, they evolve based on what the participants do.
Like that ransomware example you mentioned. It starts one way, but escalates or changes based on the team's actions.
Precisely that. It keeps people thinking ahead, adapting, not just following a fixed path.
Okay, objective set. Dynamic scenarios designed. Step three.
Step three is the core flip. Let AI lead. The AI takes the reins as the facilitator. It presents the scenarios, asks those crucial probing questions, and importantly, challenges assumptions.
So the AI is pushing back, making you really think about your reasoning, like a good objective coach.
That's a great way to put it. Then step four is adapt in real time. We touched on this, but it's a distinct step. The AI monitors progress and adjusts the difficulty on the fly.
Keeping it in that sweet spot, challenging but not overwhelming.
Exactly. It fine-tunes the experience for each person or team, escalating for experts, maybe simplifying a bit for beginners to build confidence.
Okay. And the final step?
Step five, debrief collaboratively. This is critical. Even though the AI runs the simulation, the blog stresses ending with a human-led discussion.
Ah, so the human element isn't gone completely.
No, and it shouldn't be. This is where the group reflects together. What decisions were made? What were the outcomes? What are the key takeaways? The AI provides the experience. The human helps synthesize the learning.
That collaborative reflection sounds essential for locking in the lessons. Can you walk us through that cybersecurity drill example again just to see all those steps in action?
Sure. Imagine a security team in this AI-led training. Step one, objective is maybe improve identification and response to blended threats.
Okay.
Step two, AI designs a scenario starting with a phishing campaign. Seems routine. Step three, AI presents the phishing email asking, what's your protocol here?
Team responds, maybe identifies it correctly.
Right. Then step four, adaptation. The AI reacts. Okay, they spotted the fish, but maybe an insider account was already compromised before this. The scenario evolves. Now it's an internal threat, more complex.
Oh, wow. So it connects different events.
Exactly. It keeps layering challenges, asking questions based on their new responses. How does this change your priorities? What resources do you need now? Really tests their adaptability. And finally, step five. After the simulation runs its course, a human facilitator leads the debrief. Okay, what did we learn? Where were our communication breakdowns? What would we do differently?
That sounds incredibly thorough, a really practical way to build skills. Now, the blog also mentioned using this pattern outside of typical training, right? Like in requirement engineering. That caught my eye. How does that work?
Yeah, this is a really interesting extension. It's not the primary design, but the principles.
Mm-hmm.
They translate surprisingly well.
How so? Requirement gathering can be messy.
It can. So imagine you have stakeholders defining requirements for new software. The AI could simulate changes like, oops, sudden budget cut, or, hey, user needs just shifted dramatically.
Okay.
Then the AI probes. Given this budget cut, how does that affect the must-have features you listed? If user needs change this way, what does that do to your original vision?
So it forces them to confront trade-offs and consequences in real time, not just list ideal features.
Exactly. It makes the potential future challenges feel more immediate, more real. And there's another angle here. Neutral facilitation.
What do you mean by neutral?
The blog mentions potentially using clean language principles. The AI can ask questions that are deliberately non-leading, very neutral. It helps stakeholders clarify what they mean without the facilitator accidentally steering them with biased questions.
Clean language. I'm not familiar with that term. What is it?
It's a communication technique focused on using the speaker's own words and metaphors to help them explore their thinking. It uses very specific, simple, neutral questions.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Instead of asking, is security the top priority? Which kind of suggests it should be. A clean language question might be, and when this system is secure, that's secure like what? It invites the person to define secure in their own terms.
I see. It draws out their specific meaning rather than imposing one. But a blog mentioned a caveat with using this for requirements, didn't it?
Yes, absolutely critical point. While this can be a great tool for exploring requirements and improving stakeholder communication, it's not a replacement for human expertise.
Right.
Making the really complex trade-offs, understanding deep technical dependencies, navigating organizational politics that still needs experienced human analysts and domain experts, the AI facilitates clarification. Humans still need to make the tough calls.
That makes perfect sense. Augmentation, not replacement, especially for complex judgment. Okay, let's dive a bit more into this clean language integration. You're saying combining it with the Flitch pattern is particularly powerful.
That's the idea. The synergy is really interesting. You get the dynamic exploration from the Flitch pattern, plus the unbiased, deep listening from clean language.
How does that play out practically?
Okay, imagine that AI facilitator again, but now it's using clean questions.
Yeah.
Instead of what are the security requirements, it might ask a stakeholder, and what kind of security is important here? Or what needs to happen for this system to be secure?
It feels gentler somehow, more open.
It is. It allows individual perspectives, maybe even hidden assumptions, to surface more easily. Because it's not challenging them directly, just asking for clarification in their own terms.
So it helps uncover those different viewpoints without putting people on the defensive?
Precisely. And the blog had that great example about metaphor analysis. People use metaphors all the time, right?
Yeah.
Our system is a house with broken locks.
Yeah, okay.
A standard approach might be to interpret that. But the clean language AI wouldn't interpret. It would ask something like, and broken locks. What kind of broken locks are those locks? Or, and what needs to happen for those locks to be repaired?
It stays with their metaphor, helping them unpack it.
Exactly. It's like holding up a mirror to their own thinking, helping them see it more clearly. It fosters self-discovery.
Wow, that's subtle, but sounds really effective. It's helping people understand themselves and each other better.
Yeah, and the blog suggests this blend isn't just for requirements. Think workshops, coaching, maybe even conflict resolution. Anywhere you need clarity, understanding of different perspectives, and getting past surface-level statements, the neutrality plus the dynamic exploration is a potent mix.
Okay, so bringing this all together, the Flitch interaction pattern isn't just about using AI for training efficiency. It's a fundamental shift, right? Making learning active, engaging, personalized.
It really is. It puts the learner in the driver's seat.
And then adding something like clean language on top?
Yeah.
That takes it to another level for clarity and collaboration.
Absolutely. The goal isn't just transferring knowledge anymore. It's about cultivating people who can think critically, adapt quickly, and solve complex problems effectively. That's the real power here, fostering agile thinkers.
And for you listening, the takeaway isn't just academic. This points towards potentially much faster, more engaging ways to learn skills that actually matter in the real world. Imagine practicing complex decisions safely.
Definitely. Which leads to a final thought, maybe a question for you to ponder. How could this core idea, AI asking dynamic, probing questions, flipping the interaction, how could that change how you learn or solve problems in your own field?
Hmm.
Beyond these examples.
Mm, applying it personally.
Yeah. Could an AI partner help you question your own assumptions?
Mm-hmm.
Explore challenges in your work more deeply? Uncover new angles that maybe traditional thinking misses? It's worth considering, especially as AI gets more involved in, you know, personalized development.
A lot to think about there. Using AI not just for answers, but for better questions. Fascinating stuff.
Right.